Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back with our Below Deck coverage. I am your captain, Sasha Joseph, joined with my co-host, our co-captain, the one whose vibe is the time. Chappelle is here. Listen, they tried to take me out, but I'm back.
She's back, baby. Sasha, welcome back, man. It was a weird week without you, but luckily our bonus bosun got to step in, and shout out to Jason O for doing that. But it's glad to have you back.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. I was actually listening to it on the flight back here, so I was kicking myself, but then I had to calm down because I'm on the flight. So I had to be like, yeah, I am mad that y'all are doing conspiracy theories without me, but it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. What it is that Jared, whatever happened to him has been transferred over here.
Yep. That's what you got?
That's what happened. Is it possible?
No, it's not. When Jason started pulling out the conspiracy theories, I was like, oh, that's why him and Sasha are friends. You know, it was like I was talking to you all over again, because I definitely wasn't prepared for that. I was like, okay, let's get into it. Oh my God.
When Jason and I worked together in Oklahoma, but when we moved to a different coast. And it's really funny because his college students, when they met me, they used to call me the West Coast Jason. And then when my students met him, we called him the East Coast Sasha. So it is what it is. Peanut Gallery, I missed you. But here we are. Okay. Oklahoma internet, they got me.
They got you, but we made do.
Yes, and y'all did so well.
Yeah, and look, it was a pretty uneventful, aside from the double boot, you know, it was definitely a double elimination episode, but yeah, aside from that, it was very peaceful. It was very peaceful aside from getting those two people out the way. And so I think this one gives you a little bit more to talk about now that you're back.
Yeah, I think this answered a lot of y'all's questions even from last week. So Boomer Sooner Penny, I see you. Okay, I was home. But yes, it's just, I think that y'all had almost telegraphed this episode where we were just like sitting there and you were like, what's going on with Zandy and Barbie? Oh, the dam has been open.
Yeah, it's about time. It's about time. I was like, are we going to be the only ones beating this drum all season for nothing to happen?
Yep.
Guess what? We got it. We got them, y'all.
Listen, someone run us our check, because we have telegraphed it. We had the crystal ball, because we don't have spoilers or anything. Mm-hmm. I just want to make that clear. We don't get screeners for Below Deck. This is just all us.
I guess, listen, if you speculate enough, you're bound to get something right. And we were going to, I'm telling you, once you told me about Zandy and Barbie, that interaction on Watch What Happened Live, where was it Barbie who was saying basically she hasn't talked to Zandy at all. I was like, well, there has to be something there, right? Because they seem cordial, but then I started looking at it and I was like, or they almost seem like they don't acknowledge each other at all. And I have bigger questions about that. And so now in this episode, I kind of see it. I see what's going on. Give me more of this. I need to know.
Yeah. Listen, and that next time on, y'all, was nuts. I had whiplash because I didn't know what was going on. But listen, let's get into it, all right? So, of course, we're catching up. Carrie does let guests know that, listen, Kat did just leave, and it's because she had some family or personal issues. The thing is, just like you and Jason said, I don't understand how this was enough.
Yeah. We'd be knocking on the door. We'd be like asking the captain, so where'd she go? Is she on Instagram? Can we follow her? Is there a way? Because we would be in this woman's business. It's just, it feels like there's drama y'all aren't sharing with us. And I don't like
that. Correct. There's no way. They're much nicer than us.
Yeah. We're very nice, but we're very nosy. So we would be like, are you sure that she doesn't need help with her bag? Chappelle, go help her with her bag. I was like, I got it. Meanwhile, I'm like, are you okay? Is everything good?
Listen, we're good relationship builders, so I think we would be able to get the tea. I think that's what would happen. And of course, now, right after that, we're getting ready for a beach picnic, and good God, what is going on? Because it seems like the beach kind of doesn't have like a gradual dip, so it just goes bam and then straight down, and somehow you just have to make it onto the beach. We've seen different versions of this, and they drop in, then it's time to go. The beach picnic is fine, it's cute, we don't care. But Ben is in another tender and Carrie is in another one, and Ben's propeller is full of sand.
This was interesting because I was watching it and I was thinking, okay, there's drama here. We saw that in the previously on that Captain Carrie's going to get mad about something. I didn't think it'd be about this. But yeah, they get stuck on basically beached in the tender to where now they're stuck and time's running out. You can tell that the weather's about to get bad. These people are running out of things to do on the beach. They got to get them back to the boat. They're down one tender. The suspense is killing me. I was like, oh, this is getting juicy. And Captain Carrie, he's very, very serious about his safety and making sure that nobody gets hurt or anything while trying to maneuver these people onto one tender. He kind of gets snippy with the guests. I was like, okay, Captain Carrie wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, captains, you know this, like very serious about how they deal with safety, right? Like they don't play those games. So to me, it was nuts because they're just like sitting there and Leslie like tries to jump onto the boat. Meanwhile, for us at least, because they're mic'd up, we hear multiple people say, do not move until Captain tells you to. I just, I don't understand.
They've been drinking a little bit too. Remember, they've been partying on the beach, chilling. And he's like, come, I got the boat. They're like, yeah. No, whoa, slow down, Leslie. Captain Carrie, he was biting off their heads a little bit, but again, it was all for safety, so you know, you gotta let it slide. And also, like I said, it was very suspenseful because they had to get them back. They didn't want them to get rained on. Fraser is collecting the phones and putting them away. They're piling them all into one tender. It was good TV.
Yeah, it was a little bit spicy. It's fine. So, and I was getting stressed because I said, is this the craziest thing that, you know, is going to happen? I'm going to be mad. But no. Absolutely not. Because, yeah, and then we do have a murder mystery. Let's just get all the maybe guest stuff done before we get into the crew. So we do get the murder mystery. And Ben and the exterior have to write the clues. And I didn't understand if they're just transcribing it onto the things or they have to come up with it themselves.
It looks like Fraser told them, figure it out, and just left. Like he just said, hey, I have to go do the service part of this. Come up with something. I'll be dead on the floor in about an hour. Meet me there. And they worked it out, Sasha. I'm not creative at all. When Kyle was talking about how he's like, yeah, creativity is not. Look, I'm not that guy. I can talk.
Correct. Same.
I like to read and I like to make jokes. But if you tell me, here's some raw material, make something out of it. No, absolutely not. If they gave me those flashcards that had been blank, I'm not that quick with creativity. So I was happy to see that they stepped up like this. Ben is better than me.
Yeah, much better. And Penny says this in the chat. Do you think they'd have a board on the boat or an escape room like cruise ships do? I agree. I felt like they needed something. And Anna, Bravo loves a murder mystery. Where is the lie? Okay. So I think it's true that there's just a way to hit google.com. But again, Jared has told us the Wi-Fi maybe is not good on the boat.
Look, I used to be hard on Jared about the Wi-Fi thing, but like you said, me and you been going through these last weeks, so we get it. We get it.
Listen, my mic broke. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Here I am. But either way, I just felt that it was more a scavenger hunt than a murder mystery, but it's fine. The alcohol was involved. We're good. And I love Barbie. She comes in yelling. And then her, like, dress comes up and just her underwear is just out.
She fell down. And I think they forgot that they were in a murder mystery. Yeah. Because prior to that, they were just having dinner. And then the next thing you know, she comes running in. And they look legitimately afraid. Honestly, I forgot she was going to do that. I was paying attention to the show. So when she did it, I thought something was wrong. This is good, though. It sets the mood. I feel like it got everybody hyped. They have been drinking enough. They've been eating. This was the perfect group to do this with.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, Nicole, expecting the crew to make up a whole game is wild. Buy something. Charge them extra and just bring in murder mystery, like, folks that can run it.
Yeah. Nicole, listen, even asking the crew to make up a game is wild, but asking the exterior team to do it feels like it's even wilder, right? Because it feels like that's more like an interior thing because they're more hands-on with the guests. Telling exterior to come inside and host a game night it felt like almost out of place. Because last season, we saw a couple of the interior people just really stepping up when it comes to the games. Like, oh yeah, I can do that. That's nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was a little surprised the exterior handled it so well.
Yeah, I think for once I'm on team, it's not exterior shop. Because usually I'm always yelling, like, stop it. It's not fair to the interior. Not this time. This time they went above and beyond. So shout out to them. And I just couldn't believe it. Because, yeah, and even in the chat, Anna is like, why wasn't there a company that did this? Virginia says, yeah, they sell DIY kits, just print and play. Agreed. That's what I've done. And I've hosted it for teens, which is like really the toughest crowd. So it's possible because I feel that you should give them, as in the guests, the packet. And then once the guests get the packet, you are done.
Oh, you're like, okay, y'all go play.
Yeah. That's usually how it is.
They kind of did that. I mean, they did a lot of the work though. They did. They did a whole bunch of the building the whole story out, picking the murderer, being part of the props. But they really did give the guests the chance to, okay, go do the scavenger hunt while they're working so diligently. Cause Sasha, we haven't really talked about it. They're down two people and it shows. Like, they are running around like chickens with their head cut off the entire time this is happening.
Yeah, agreed. It's just, and that's where a lot of the crew drama starts, right? Because again, all's well that ends well. Murder mystery went great. But immediately, Zandy and Barbie have their first interaction, maybe. And Barbie's like, can I have a 5-minute break? And the way Zandy says, gotcha, just felt so loaded to me. I'm not taking the break.
No, she felt like it was like she was through gritted teeth, you know, like she did like you like, damn, if you don't want me to have a break, just say that. Because if I'm Barbie, I'm like you. I was like, I'd be like, never mind. It's fine. It's fine. But I think that's more of a credit to Barbie. You asked for a break. You were granted your break. Go take your 5 minutes. Nobody's asking Zandy to now go work until she passes out. And they shouldn't expect that of you either. If you're tired, take a break. But Zandy does not seem to get a break. She says it by the end of this, like she might have sat down for 3 minutes max. And so that 5-minute conversation that she had with Barbie about, can I just take 5 minutes? I think that's going to loom large over the two of them throughout the episode.
Yeah, I think so. Because Barbie says, and after my break, I'll clear, you know, the table. But then Zandy ends up clearing the table and we get the confessional of Zandy just like being so frustrated, even in the confessional, right, which is filmed obviously later. And she's like, Barbie's not being a good communicator and she doesn't know how to prioritize. Same things Barbie was saying about Kat.
Kat was really, really slow, but Barbie definitely has her flaws as well.
Yeah.
And I think that Zandy pointing him out, you really start to look at Barbie and be like, oh yeah, she is making mistakes. And Barbie even acknowledged it. She's like, yeah, okay, I make mistakes every now and then. I'm thinking, okay, now we're going to see the drama. You know, now we're going to get some work drama where Zandy seemingly is pretty on top of all the work stuff, whereas, you know, Barbie maybe is not the most, even though she looked like she was doing really well in comparison to Kat. So I think that's probably the difference. When you take Kat out of the picture, it starts to shine a light on what Barbie's, deficits are in some of these areas.
Yeah, 100%. It was wild. But then it just gets worse. Because speaking of disorganization, y'all call this. When I was listening to you on on you and Jason on the podcast, I was like, no way Anthony and Frasier fight. How dare you even put that out in the universe? And then this happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Frasier. He's so organized and he's used to working with chefs. He loves this chef. You can tell him and Anthony are good buddies, but we've seen it before. Anthony struggles with the organization. And now that they're down a person, they don't have, you know, Kat running in randomly and washing a few dishes or putting stuff away. You know, we always saw Kat kind of piddling around the kitchen. That would kind of be like when they were looking for her, she's like, oh, she's just in here moving very slowly. Now Frasier has to go do that stuff. And he's like, okay, I'll do it, but I also have a lot of other stuff to manage right now, and I was not prepared for this. Now, seeing him kind of struggle with it was interesting because, you know, they're really good friends. He should be able to go say it to him. But is he, does Anthony, he answers to Frasier? Is he, like, is
no, like he's a man? Yeah, he is. That's why, right, when they do the preference sheet meeting, it's all three people because they're technically the department heads. It's just Anthony is in a department by himself.
Gotcha. Because I was thinking, Frasier, just have the conversation with him. This shouldn't be that big of a deal. But now
I still think that, right? Like, yeah. They're still friends. Isn't there a way to have a conversation to say, like, hey, I'm noticing you're slipping back into your old... you're slipping back into your old habits. What's going on? Can I help you? You know, we're all down. But still, I think there's a way to just be a person to you. So I don't know. And that could be Frasier's default, right? Like where his default is like stress ball. It's not necessarily like being the best version of himself. So he just keeps muttering to himself, right? Like, I've never seen a chef so disorganized in my whole life. And then now Sandy is bringing him stuff. So that's causing more drama. And food is good, right? Dinner is fine. But then Anthony is like talking to himself, right? He's like, use your brain, bro. What's going on? To himself. So he's down. And then they somehow get through dinner, but chef is up cleaning until 3 a.m.
3 in the morning. And I think he's back up at 6 a.m. talking about breakfast. And this is where the disorganization is going to start to take a toll on him because he didn't get to sleep. Frasier and him are talking about, okay, so what are we going to do for breakfast? Let's make something imaginative. Let's be exciting. Okay, let's put our brains together. And he's just like, man, I don't know, French toast? You
know, he's got nothing. He's so me. But can we, a moment, right? He said... Frasier comes up with basically the menu. And, you know, I think chef is like, oh, I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling it. The food comes out. And if his basic, quote unquote, is outstanding, right? Like he is sitting there infusing each French toast block or whatever with syrup. It's so good.
Yeah. And we've seen less imaginative chefs. Remember the rainbow pancakes? Just when it was just like pancakes that were just different colors. That was
this
it.
Is not a gay breakfast.
So yeah, Frasier just needs to speak up when it comes. Yeah. But I think the thing with Frasier is that, and I think we have this in common. He's a verbal processor. Like he has to say it out loud so he can hear himself say it. And so we'll see him like often running these things back like vocally, right? And saying,
yeah.
Man, he's disorganized, or man, you know, Barbie's really slacking over here, or he'll go talk to somebody about it, somebody who has nothing to do with it, but just kind of just to hear himself work himself through it. Not that he's like complaining to people, but he has to say the words. And I feel that because I can't think properly unless I hear myself. Like it needs to sound like it makes sense when I say it out loud. So I'm always like, okay, I might be tripping. And I know y'all hear this on this podcast all the time. I'm like, I'm working it out as I'm saying it. But then once I hear it, it starts to make sense. And I think that's with him because it does seem like he's either making a bigger deal than this is, or it's a really big deal and he's just not tackling what he needs to, you know, what he needs to do. Maybe he's hoping that by the next charter, Anthony just gets it together. You know, this was just a high stress situation. There wasn't a lot of help. And when they get more help, he'll be more, you know, better suited to handle all of this.
Yeah, because currently it's horrible. And I do think that there needs to be like some dedicated help in the kitchen. I think I've been saying this from the jump, but that could be a production issue, right? That not issue, on purpose, rather, because they want the chef to crack. a little. So maybe that's why, because I just feel like there needs to be a dedicated like runner, right? Someone that gets the food for chefs, like a line cook or something like that, where they do the dishes, they, you know, do all the chopping and cutting. Like, I don't know what the what the department like name would be for this person, but
like a sous chef or something like that.
Under a sous chef, you know, where it's just like kind of vibing. And Nicole does say that Chef Ben, shout out Chef Ben. Did you meet? I don't think you've ever seen him.
I don't think I know Chef Ben. No.
Yeah, one said that technically Chef ranks above the bosun and the chief stew because he used to have drama with Kate. That's why I think he's probably said this before. That was when the med season. With Malia's boyfriend, came up. So checks out. I do know that the chef, because the chef and the captain have to have really good communication because of this. And we shall see. Yeah, and I also like Thundercats. It says, just when we thought Anthony was our least cracked chef. The kitchen was wild. I still think he's our least cracked chef. I think he is too. Like I said, on sailing, Marcus, right? Or yeah, Chef, who took the chunk out of his by mistake. He hit his head and a chunk of his scalp came off. Ow. He, I think, was the least cracked, but maybe
until he cracked his skull. I think that of the ones I've seen, I think Anthony's probably the best one. I think of the ones I've seen. But I haven't seen them. Oh, and Anna's saying that Chef Ben was on House of Villains. So I did.
I was like, wait, I knew somehow you have.
I've met him, evil Chef Ben. Yeah, I have.
He but is that makes not sense evil.
Well, he was a villain. So that's all I'm going off of. But yeah, if he, it makes sense for him to be like, oh yeah, I outrank you because I think that's what villains would say.
Yeah, it's very much what Ben would say. I checks out to me. So yeah. And then, of course. Let's see what goes on with Anthony. I think this might be our next quit fire thing.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I feel it.
I'm sorry. Take me instead. You can't take this food off this boat. I'm sorry. Like I don't know what Calvin Carey needs to do to keep Anthony here, but that's your MVP of the entire show. I mean, that chef, he could have you on the Food Network. This could be a whole different show if you wanted to be keeping Anthony around. So I do not support this. I don't know what's about to happen to him, but no, not for me. Not my chef.
I beg.
Save my chef, please.
Yep. Oh, also, yeah, Thundercats, you're right. Marcus was low-key misogynistic, very much. I don't think it was low-key. I just mean he wasn't, like,
cracked.
All over the place. Yeah. Yeah. He cooked for dictators. So, and that was like his whole storyline. Anyway, so now let's talk about our friend Dylan because we have a new deckhand, baby.
Yeah. Have you seen Dylan before, Sasha? Have you seen this on the internet?
No.
Oh, there's been a wild Dylan sighting on other shows. You saw this?
I saw the tweet, but I could not confirm.
Okay, no, this is definitely a picture of Dylan was on Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck in the same week.
A king, honestly.
I'm like, Dylan, what are you doing? Dylan's getting around like this. What was he doing on Vanderpump Rules? Did anybody in the chat watch this? Because I'm looking at the picture and man, whoever caught it, that's a keen eye because we just met Dylan. He's very attractive, but man, I don't know if I would have saw him in the background like that.
Yeah, Jennifer Miller tweeted me, actually, saying, I have a mystery I hope Funsize can help solve about Dylan, because last night he was on the background of Vanderpump. Here's the thing. It's very much not filmed at the same time. So, me thinks Vanderpump maybe happened after.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably because once you do a Bravo show, you're probably like in the network. You know, there's a group chat, you know, a Facebook group or whatever. They probably know each other, and so
that's
from there,
what I think.
Yeah, he's worked himself into the Bravo sphere. So maybe we'll see Dylan on The Traitors or something soon.
Oh like, Lord,
the rest of the Bravo girlies.
No, he fulfills the himbo spot maybe.
Yeah, I found the image if you want me to share it. Because I see people in the chat are saying they haven't seen this. Can I? Is it cool if I share my screen?
Yeah, please.
All right. I think I found it on Reddit. So here we go.
Great. And meanwhile, while you do that, Lolly, hope your cat gets better. Lolly had a cat emergency, y'all.
Not a cat emergency. Survives. Sorry, Lolly. Look at your boy.
Oh, yeah. That, okay.
That's him. Dylan.
So he's definitely with Katie.
I don't know. Like, so I've never seen Vanderpump. So I don't know if he's just there with her, if they're with each other.
No.
Or if he's just like, you know, like, I don't know what his
there
role
you go,
was.
Jennifer. thank you for tagging me on it, because my answer was going to be, I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely him. So shout out to Dylan
that's
with his 50 minutes of fame.
His hair looks so different.
I think it's just that you can't see the top of it, probably. Because it looks like it's still got that little, like, it's still, like, to the side, maybe. That's definitely him, though. I recognize that face anywhere.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this podcast, Chappelle did find a picture of Katie from Vanderpump Rules with our boy Dylan.
Yeah, man. Dylan coming out the gate and making a name for himself. I love that. Maybe we'll get Dylan in the next season of Below Deck. Maybe that's good news for Dylan moving forward.
Yeah, maybe. And Anna says that was from last night's episode. I always wait to binge the whole season of Vanderpump. I can't at one at a time. So from my quick Reddit search, it looks like he's in the friend group, which is fascinating. And Big T says they saw him last night. And Michael, it makes me cringe listening to him talk. Listen, I think Barbie feels the same.
Yeah, I'm very interested in what you think about Barbie, her initial reaction to Dylan, and then, like you said, maybe her reaction once she realizes he might be the himbo of the season.
Mm-hmm. That makes me giggle so much. Like, why is he on Vanderpump?
I don't know anything about that show at all. So when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I'm sure he's friends with these people, but I don't know. Maybe he's dating somebody on there. Maybe, I don't know.
But he's South African.
I'm telling you, after that Below Deck, Bravo, after he came off his season, you know, he probably just been hanging out. You think he probably didn't even go back to South Africa. He probably just came to the States and just hung out with the Bravo people for a while.
Yeah. And they could have met at a Bravo con. We don't know. So yeah, it's very possible. I'm so confused.
I want to keep a lookout for Dylan sightings. Now we got to see if he's in the group pictures. Yeah, if he's on the Instagram pages in the background, tagged in the photo. Like, yeah, we're looking at all directions for Dylan because he's working his way in the group. I'm telling you, he's going to be a big name one day.
Yeah, so how are we feeling? Tight shorts, big chest. How do we feel about Dylan?
He's here, you know. Barbie says, Barbie's like, oh no, the man is gorgeous. I think Sunny says it. I think at some point Kyle and Anthony are like, why are you so big? Yeah, they're everywhere. Just like, you're just big. Everybody can acknowledge he's a big, attractive man now on the boat. And he also seems like he knows what he's doing. He's been, you know, he's been on boats before. He's done big boats before. So this feels like a good hire. On surface level, but I feel like there still might be some drama there, something there to be found.
It's right. I don't know that there's no shade, just a lot of depth necessarily currently. So we'll see. We'll see. That's all I'll say because I don't want to be shady. But we learn a lot about him, right? Besides his looks, he is used to be bigger, and that is a big part of his identity, where like being fit and being positive and being happy and being the good vibes, because he was bullied as a kid. So you know, that might come up, who knows, like body image issues, because we do see him after the night out, he's like eating food and then he's like, I gotta do a big workout tomorrow. So just bless his heart.
That's stressful for me. I don't like when people talk like that. Like, don't get me wrong. If you want to, take care of your body and stuff like that, by all means. But when I see people like really talking through their meals and be like, oh, I got to work out to fix this, I'm like, you don't got to fix it. You know, just, you know, take care of yourself. Make sure you feel happy. It makes me uncomfortable when they're not comfortable with what they're eating, because I'm going to eat every time. I'll figure out the workout later on.
Shucks, I should. Yeah.
But in the moment, I'm going to enjoy my food very much so.
Yeah. You have to have a healthy relationship with food. But listen, like, that's his trauma. Here we are. And of course, we do get a tip meeting. The primary was very emotional leaving the boat. And, you know, they have a nice moment. Thanks, Leslie. Bye, Leslie. And our tip meeting is the biggest tip of the season. $30,000.
Yes, we love money. I think it was Penny in the chat said, listen, the tips,
yes,
they're coming from Anthony. So you can't get rid of Anthony because you're not making, you're not getting all that money if that food is not the way it is. So just, you know, like I said, I'm making, it's got to be the foods in it, or it's got to. So I got tagged on Instagram.
Yes.
Recap Kickback. If you're not following Recap Kickback on Instagram, what are you doing? Please. But we got tagged along with several other Below Deck accounts that I guess podcasts, right? Because I went and checked to see who all on here.
Yes.
You know? And there was a lot. But what happened was Christy B. Hardy was one of the guests with this primary.
Ooh.
And so she had tagged us in a post about James, one of the primary, one of his one-liners, where he had said something like, I think she had asked for sausage on her food.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
was like, oh, she's had enough sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you get a glimpse of Christy. So yeah, I was very happy that we got tagged in that, especially because we got tagged in all the other Below Deck podcasts. So it looks like the guests are finding us. Listen, the guests are finding us. Come kick it. Come tell us about your experience.
Wait, so the guest tagged you? That is not, I didn't put that to piece together.
Christy B. Hardy. Yeah.
Christy, I see.
Yeah. Come kick it. She posted about the island party. She said it was worth she was worth it. What a beautiful beach. We get pictures of her and Fraser setting up. All that good stuff. But yeah, we got the tag. We're important now. So yeah, if you're listening to this. Yeah, shoot us a DM and then let us know that you want to talk about the show or something like that. We can make space. We will make time. We definitely will make time.
Yeah, we can do a quick like 15-minute
like a check-in. Yeah,
session. I love
already.
That.
Yeah, for sure. I agree because above Deck Pod is tagged on here and several others. Yeah, we got with all the big wigs. Look at us.
We made it. Okay, listen. Matt gets it. Matt said, "Hey, Sasha, Chappelle in chat. I can be mad. I can be sad, but every time I see you, I just end up being glad."
That part.
It's a bit much. What did Barbie say?
She said,
"It's so cheesy with it."
It's getting a little cheesy with it. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind the cheese. Thank you for the appreciation, Matt.
No, we love y'all. Oh my god. But yeah, shout out to the guests for tagging us. I just, mm-hmm. I'm like not over it. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So then it's now time to go out every. And this is where things just go off the rails, and I don't understand, because we're now starting, okay? And Sunny goes, you know, I was in love with someone a long time ago. We weren't even in a relationship, but it's fine. He was a mountain man. I was a mermaid. It would never work. But then there's Ben. And I said, what do you mean then there's Ben?
What does that mean? Yeah. See, here's the thing with Sunny. I think Sunny wants us to believe that she thinks that this is all just a little fun situationship. Your Honor, I would like to present some evidence. This woman is whipped. I'm sorry. She likes the bin.
Yeah, we lost.
She wants it. She's here for it. She wants this to be her man. This is not fun and games. Like, she's trying to pretend. I think the streets think that Sunny is one of us. She's not. She's not for the streets. She's trying to get wiped up, y'all. She thinks Ben is the one. And now her feelings are going to get hurt because I don't know if Ben agrees.
Listen, she's in her full, like, Jasmine Sullivan, right? Like, because she's like, oh, and if he doesn't like me, I'll burn his bed.
Yeah, I'll bust the windows out your car.
Honestly, the song is so good.
It's a good song. It's also like, problematic, like, and toxic.
I don't know what you mean. So then everyone listen to Jasmine Sullivan. Such a good song. So then, of course, okay, they're all out. It's kind of all fine until it isn't, because Fraser is like, this chef man, I gotta have a conversation with him. No, you were out. No. You're drinking. You
No, it's not the time. It's not the time. No good can come from this. Stop talking to people while you're drunk. Stop talking to them about your coworkers while you're drunk. This could be bad. And honestly, this is the best friendship we have on the boat. So I'm like, don't mess this up because you got drunk and wanted to vent to somebody. We don't have to do this.
Yeah, I don't. Stand up. Stand mm-hmm. up.
Stand up.
Especially because this is your friend, Fraser. Like, it just didn't sit right with me. I felt that Fraser, I understand where he's coming from. He just needs to talk. But what have we learned from Toomey? Mm-hmm. We don't talk to our coworkers about our other coworkers.
Right. Because when it gets back, it'll be some he said, she said, they said, and it's going to make you look really bad. Because if I'm Anthony, I'm going to be like, well, why didn't you just tell me? Or why didn't you ask me if I needed some type of help? Or like, you know, why we could have sat down and brainstormed this together because I thought we were friends. You talked to my mom. Why would you go and complain about me to other people? It doesn't look like that's going to get back in a negative way, but I still don't like to see it.
Yep. And Michael says this too. Frasier seems to think that when he's out and drinking, it's time to talk about work. Wrong. Red flag.
Incorrect.
For that. It's just, and Zen says off duty is off duty. Zen,
yeah.
One more time.
Sasha and I have legit going on vacation together. We're not talking about work. We are not like, we might talk. Now, don't get me wrong. We might talk about the peanut galley a little bit. We like, all right, what if we got some cool footage or something like that? You know, we might do that a little bit, but it is definitely not time for us to go and rant about podcasting. We're trying to have a good time, you know? So
yeah. And I think it like brings the mood down, you know, if you're just like only being negative. I think there's a way to be like, oh my gosh, did you know about X, Y, and Z, and then move on with your life. There's, and listen, I say this as the gossip queen, of course. there's time and place. All right. And Thundercats, sew this on my pillow, because I sit down, we're drinking, dancing, stay focused.
Look,
me in Nashville.
Right. Just stay focused, y'all. We're trying to have a good time. That's the goal. If you're not having a good time, you got to get away from me. You got to go, because I'm trying to have a good time. Thundercats and I have met. They know.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not the one. Okay, like when I'm dancing and if someone tries to ruin my vibe, it's curtains for that person. Like, I will murder you. So anyway, now that's done. It's time for the main event, everyone. Apparently, Ben and Zandy are friends, brother and sister, Chappelle.
You know, I got this in all bold to talk to you about it. Sasha, okay. Yeah, no, you're in the hot seat now, okay? Yeah, don't run. You're in the hot seat now. Zandy and Ben have chemistry together. Sunny is threatened by the chemistry. She brings it up. Barbie talks to Zandy about it, says, hey, I think Sunny might be tripping because it looks like y'all got like a brother-sister relationship. Zandy says, of course, I'd probably be more attracted to Barbie than I would, I mean, to Sunny, than I would be to Ben. Which you've been saying since day one. Yeah. You have been saying since day one. And so Zandy's like, yeah, that's, if you got an issue with it, you know, catch me outside. How about that? You know, she like, we ain't gonna have to keep talking about this. We can fight. And my question to you, Sasha, is who is right? Who is right here? Who do you believe? Plant your flag.
Okay, hold on. Because I'm stressed. Because I knew you would do this to me.
This is like, if y'all open the Sasha book, there's like a page and an addendum and a clause all on one about this exact scenario. So I have to know.
I'm gonna press you
on it today. We're gonna talk about
Here's the thing. I do believe that most of the time, 99.999% of the time, if someone says like that's just like my brother, it is never just like your brother. Because here's the thing, you and I are like so close, but I never be like, that's like my brother. I just wouldn't. But I just personally feel that when people say that, it's just, it usually, they end up dating their brother. I don't know how else.
The grandma is the baby.
Yeah. The baby is the cat. Because that's how I feel about this. So as soon as she said that, I was like, no, she's going to bring this up. I hate this for me. So that's number one. But I do believe that Zandy literally does not give one F about this man, because I think she's just like has the ick about him, where she's just like, he's just like for the streets. And I believe Zandy maybe is like, I don't really have, like, I'm not cool with everyone. This person is like really out to, you know, to take care of me, making sure I, you know, get water, whatever. So I just like enjoy him as a person. And I think a lot of other people, Sunny, who's young, cannot handle male-female friendships. So I wonder if that's why Zandy had to like plant her flag a little bit and be like, that's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, poor choice of words, because I do believe.
I was like, Sasha was team Zandy until she said it. And the moment she said brothers, I was like, Zandy, I see you out here moving dirty.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, it's
curtains. Here she goes. Here she goes.
I
don't
know. I just feel like you don't need to put, like, if it's truly platonic, you just be like, that is literally my rider. Like, you, yeah. I just feel like there's different ways. You just don't say brother.
Yeah. So, prediction. Is this going to be more than it seems, Sasha?
No. I do believe that Zandy was just, like, so pissed off that she would just say, like, why did she try to fight this girl?
Well, she was just like, I'm not going to keep talking about it, you know, and yeah, I feel that in my soul. Like, if it's that big of a deal, Sunny, come on, let's talk. Or not, you know?
Listen, we have been in a similar situation, so I feel like there is ways around it. It's just the point where we have gotten equally angry, but I just feel like, Sunny, where is the backbone? It's giving spineless jellyfish and be mad at Ben. And squarely on Ben. But instead, what I didn't like is how everyone was cornering Zandy. You see what I'm saying? That's what pissed me off.
Oh, yeah. Sunny immediately sees Zandy and Ben and says, Zandy cannot keep her eyes off of Ben. It's like, Ben is right there. And Ben is the one that you've been messing around with. Ben is the one who should have some type of loyalty to you. If anything, you should be annoyed with him. Mm-hmm. She was not annoyed with Ben, at least not outwardly. She kept telling everybody that Zandy was very obviously flirting with him. And she was like, she was more mad at Ben for not realizing that she was jealous and not caring about the jealousy. I was like, well, at least you can acknowledge what it is, because it really just comes down to jealousy.
And maybe he don't give two shits about me.
Well, again, what are y'all? I thought y'all were just y'all friends too, right? What are we doing? Are we going to define the relationship now? Because what loyalty does Ben have to you where he can't even flirt with Zandy, even if it's harmless flirting, you know, like, so now he can't even go sit by her and take care of her when she's drunk because y'all messing around? I don't remember y'all dating officially. Did I miss something, Sasha?
That's the thing. And we actually got tagged in the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook group. If you're a patron, shout out. Yes. So Elizabeth also commented what we see in the chat from time to time.
Yes, Liz.
Yes. So Erica asked, you know, I love Below Deck and I've watched all episodes of the different seasons. I'd love for you and Chappelle to discuss Ben on episode 8 podcast. Mm-hmm. From his previous seasons, this one, it seems to me that he only wants to take advantage of any woman on the boat, and it's all about him and he doesn't care about their feelings. I'm an older watcher and I must admit that I watch more for the boat and sailing sides of things, so perhaps I don't understand. I know you and Chappelle will explain this to me.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Hey, Elizabeth. Well, thank you for that feedback. Of course, if you're not a part of the Patreon Facebook group, you know, go to patreon.com/RJP and join. And
yes.
Yeah, you get added to the group conversation, all that good stuff. But this is a good question, Sasha, because I only know Ben from this season. So I don't really know previous Ben, but I do know, and you pointed out in the Facebook group, I think, this might just be a Below Deck bosun thing. You know, we've seen a lot of the bosuns kind of pulling this move. Where's HR?
Captain Carey, paging radio, Captain Carey. Captain Carey. No, here's the thing. Ben is a gaslighting fuck. Like that. Sorry. Let's just call it what
no, it is. No, Sasha, don't apologize. You're cheeky.
I'm cheeky. I'm Australian. You're cheeky.
It's fine. It's fine. Yes.
So that's number one. Secondly, how do I say this kindly? You don't poop where you eat. You gotta be a Luca. You can't be a Sunny.
Uh-huh.
So the problem is she got caught up and she's acting like she's not caught up. And she's letting this man gaslight the mess out of her. And I don't understand why.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are levels to this, right? So Sunny should be an adult and walk over to Ben and say, Ben, I like you a lot. We've been having sex and kissing and stuff like that. It makes me jealous when I see you with other women. And I don't like that. Is there any way we could work out something to where you don't do that in front of me? Or maybe, you know, we come up with some agreement that would keep me from having to feel like this, but still allow us to do what we're doing effectively. But no, what Sunny does
is... You would never do this.
I'm not Sunny.
Yeah. I was like,
okay. Listen, we're just throwing out the, I'm not talking about what I would do, because dear God, yeah, I would not be doing this on the boat. Okay? Right? Yeah, I'm jumping off the boat. But yeah, that's what she should do.
Yeah.
But that's not what she does.
That's a mature thing to do.
Instead, she's giving the cold shoulder, being passive aggressive. And so Ben can now meet that childishness with his own childishness, where he's like, what are you being passive aggressive about, Ben? Now, Ben, an adult would say, hey, she's obviously upset about it. Let me think about the things I've done today that can make her upset. Ah, yes.
And there's like 7-8 episodes.
Right. But yeah, so I've said some rude stuff to her before. I've kind of thrown her under the bus when it's work related. And now I'm openly spending time with another woman in front of her. Maybe that's the thing that's upsetting her. Maybe I should address that. Yeah, maybe I should address that. But he doesn't do that because she didn't do it and he didn't do it. So now I can't hold either one of them above the other. Like, one of y'all have to be a grown up and say, I feel something and I want to talk about it. And both
never.
Of them, not. And listen, I couldn't be, can't relate, could never be the could one to do that. But that's why I don't put myself
admit
in these
positions. Of feelings. Oh my
on God. Camera, on TV. You're out your mind. I'd have jumped off the boat. Just dove in.
Let's go to Dylan. What Dylan got going on? Dylan's waiting for the news too anyway. Come here, double chest peck boy.
He got two. Oh, he got chest that move and stretch marks on his ass. Dylan came to play.
I would be like, let me see the stretch mark.
you're like, show it to me. But yeah, and they're waiting for the new deckhand to show up. They're waiting for the new interior person.
Yeah,
the new stew. And while that's happening, Ben and Sunny are playing the most childish game of cat and mouse ever. And so, like, I would love to be mad at Ben here, but Sunny, you have to say the words. You can't just walk around pouting and stuff, hoping this man will pick up on it and then be like, well, why isn't he figuring it out? He can't read your mind.
And expect everyone else to clean up for you. I think that's my bigger issue almost. It's like, okay, you know, maybe if it's contained to the two of you and you're playing chicken, fine, right? Like, maybe that's good drama for us to watch. But the fact that this gaslighter, this passive aggressor, is now sharing with Barbie. And then Barbie is pillow talking with Kyle. So then now Kyle's involved. And now they're all on the freaking dock ganging up. You know, not actually, but like, it's a little bit 3v1.
Because
Fraser's now involved too. And Fraser's her boss, let's not forget. Zandy's boss. All of these are now coming at Zandy when she didn't do anything. What did Nene say? I didn't even did nothing. No, I
didn't. Yeah. Now, Sasha, okay, we got time. So if you are Sunny and you have identified that this girl is lying, she's like, hey, this is my brother. And the Sasha radar goes off like, I caught the lie detector determined you're lying. That woman cannot be trusted. How do you feel about Sunny now weaponizing the entire group against her ops? Because, I, you know, as like an adult with real life bills and stuff, I could say that's tacky on like that.
Exactly. And but, just because you're 22, I don't give two shits. Like,
right. But this is her ops. If she's correct, if Zandy is legit doing this and this is some type of cold war that Zandy then threw down the gauntlet and she's going to take your man and dangle him in front of you. What you want, Sunny? What do you want Sunny to do? You want her to be an adult in this situation and go admit her feelings to Zandy?
Never.
Never. No.
No, I just think that Ben has showed you who he is.
Yes.
He's maybe stretch mark less ass, right? He showed all of it. So why are we like caught up? Like, my problem is you don't do foolery with fools, right? Like, I think you just take yourself out of the game.
Yeah.
Because there are other options.
Play a different game, yeah.
Yes. To me, I say, oh, you're playing tag, and I would like to play chess. So goodbye. Uh-huh. So that's the problem. That, and at 22, I think I would have done it.
Yeah.
Okay. Be serious, everyone. You're not dumb at 22. The problem is she should never have suited up.
Yeah. She's
playing. It's giving like junior varsity playing with varsity.
Because Zandy grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because one of the first things Zandy says is, oh, you think I'm going to play these childish games with that little, that's a little kid. I said, wow. You know, I didn't know Zandy had it in her to be just like, oh, I don't play with kids like that. She got a point. She's winning.
She's lived the whole life. She's had a man. She has married him. She has divorced him. Why did she divorce him? Because her dad, you know, hooked up with his mom. Nothing you do beats that.
Yeah, this is child's play. She legit was like, girl, go on somewhere. Go on somewhere.
Literally.
Especially because deep down, I don't think she cares about Ben at all, like you said. No. So it makes it even more comical. Like, girl, this is what you're getting mad about over Ben?
And she's like, if I wanted him, I could have him because he's for the streets.
What what's your girl Jocelyn say? I'll take your man again, Molly the Maid.
Molly the Maid.
She said, oh, hey, maid, I see you over there with your maid outfit on like you always do.
Stop this. Oh, but Ben is just a good guy, just like Stevie J. Be serious, okay? The problem is I just get really frustrated because these girls let these guys play them. And I don't like that, okay? And that makes me upset. Like, my heart hurts.
Yeah. Well, the City Boys are up right now. You know, I do appreciate Below Deck for that. Every season or so, the City Boys put on a good show. You know, we had a couple, you know, failures with the whole Gary and stuff. That was big L for the City Boys. But Luca put the team on his back. And we brought us back from a 3-1 deficit. We're back in the game, baby. I didn't know Ben was one of us, but I am impressed, Ben. Keep up the good work.
Oh, my God. I want to fight them all. You know what I mean? And, yeah, Zen, this is the cherry on the cake, right? She goes to his room. I was so disappointed.
I was like, wow, Sunny, wow. He's losing.
I didn't even take notes. The game. Like, literally, my notes say, this is stupid. And I don't even like to know anything.
All you hear the sound of Sasha closing her laptop. Like, just, I'm done. Yeah,
I was watching this with my husband, and he also very much gets annoyed by all this because I'm so worked up by it. And I'm like, this is what girls should do. And he'd be looking at me like, huh? And I was like, you knew who you married. Shut up. So it's so funny because then he starts laughing and he's like, oh man, and he's teasing me. So the problem is I don't like this. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're making me look bad. And I don't like clown nose.
Yeah. Listen, we wear the clown nose sometime over here, but I think right now, like, you know, it's like what was it? Was it Captain Jason who was giving away the helmet, the disco helmet? Yeah. Kind of like, we gotta give away the disco clown nose every now and then. It's just be like, Sonny, this one's for you because you can do better than this, y'all. We've talked about this as a family here. Michael counts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're very, very, very pretty. You don't need to worry about Ben. You don't need to worry about Ben. Go off the boat. When y'all go off the boat.
We like girls and boys. What's the problem?
Go parade around for a few minutes. You'll find somebody that you like. There's probably a local that you can talk to every time y'all come out and go to get drinks. Y'all gotta start diversifying. Now, I know the producers are probably pushing them to have these on-screen relationships, which, again, where's HR? But at the same time, Sonny, you want to really make this man mad? Oh, go find yourself on the shore, you know what I'm saying? And then every time y'all go out, you know, be lovey-dovey with that man on the boat. And then every time y'all go out, act like he doesn't exist. Just completely find your new dude. Listen.
It's so easy.
I'm giving away the cheat codes. You know what? City Boys, keep our lead. We don't need to help. You know, she's that bad.
Get out. I know. And just so folks know, because this was last week, but Ben was on Watch What Happens Live with Jenny McCarthy. And Andy was like, I could be your dad. Andy, enough. All right, enough. And he talked about how this exact thing, how Hannah maybe has slept. Hannah, listen, we love in these Below Deck streets, might have slept with a guest. And old school Below Deck people used to do it all the time. Not necessarily while they're on charter, but still. But off the show, Ben has slept with guests and after the charter, blah, blah, blah. And usually it's like single moms that are older and he's into like chiefs to authority figures. So you're telling me you're the bosun. You're not into it. You're not into someone under you. Like,
yeah. Well, that's he just is looking for, it seems like, just somebody to spend some hang out with and kiss on while he's on the boat. And I, like I said, I'm joking, obviously, about the city boys and stuff like that. But realistically speaking, you don't do this with people who work for you. You don't. Yeah. You know, you're not even really supposed to do this with people who work with you. But people who work like under you or subordinates and stuff like that, stop it. It's nasty. It's gross. The power dynamics are bad. It makes you look awful when these things end. But also, It makes it very difficult for everybody to navigate their jobs. If Sunny has an issue with you now, it's a personal issue and a professional issue at the same time. So it's like, if she gets so annoyed with you and Zandy and the way y'all are acting or the way you're treating her right now, when she's obviously upset with you, maybe she doesn't want to come to you to talk about work stuff. Maybe, you know, that stuff starts to bleed into each other. This is bad. Stop doing this below deck. I know we're going to do it again, but stop it. In the meantime, just stop.
And it's going to keep going worse. And he was just, like, truly terrible on Watch What Happens Live. Like, I didn't end up watching all of it. But he still texts with Sunny. He says Sunny's the better cuddler. Blah, blah, blah. Sunny smile. It was between Sunny or Camille. Mm-hmm. Bars in hell. And Sunny smile, you know, makes him weak, blah, blah, blah. But then both calls them both, like, guys, girls. And that's it. She can go. Mm-hmm. That's what she's talking about, Sandy. Makes sense. Yeah. Pick me. Stand up. All right.
Stand up.
I don't like it. But you know, it's fine. All right. We have a lot more to talk about. And here's what I do want to bring up. Kyle and Frasier get a little kiss.
Yeah, that was funny to me. Because there's a moment where I guess they're joking about it at their dinner or they're having the drinks. And a phrase is like, oh, ha, 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 I would kiss you or something like that. And Kyle's like, boy, I'll ruin your life. And Frasier, I think Frasier heard that and was like, ha, ha, ha. But at the same time, was kind of clutching his pearls like, like, I would like to see it. And so, yeah. So when the opportunity like came up in the van, I guess they were in the car.
Yeah,
it looks like Kyle initiates this. Because I mean, it just, you can tell he just loves being able to throw somebody like Frasier just off the like off the deep end.
Yep.
And Frasier says everybody likes kissing him, so he's like, I'm not new to this. I'm used to this. This is true for me. So yeah, that was a fun scene for sure.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Especially when I love that Kyle's like, yeah, Frasier's a champion kisser.
He's trying. He's like, yeah, champ. You did great.
It's just so funny. Yeah. Oh my God. And I can't help but giggle at all of this. And then of course we end with a next time on. And this had me spinning. And Anna said this too at the start, where it said the mid-season trailer had me very ready for the back half.
Correct. It was a lot. It was a lot going on. I didn't even take notes on it. I just sat here just watching it. Those were my eyes just big as saucers. There was so much.
Yeah, and we're going to have chef issues. Barbie and Kyle are going to kiss. We are going to have a new stew and a blonde, and everyone seems to be attracted to her. And then Dylan is, like, talking about having a dick but not being a dick. Like, he'd just be talking. He's I love him. And Zandy is going to be losing it a little bit.
Then
the biggest thing, which the chat was talking a lot about as well, we got a insubordination is a fireable offense from Captain Carey, and then it seems like there might be another firing because Captain Carey says you're not adding value, and there's a lot of issues, it seems like, with Ben. And then our chat was going crazy because Big T says, could this lead to Ben off the boat? And then Michael also says, I saw an article allegedly that Ben might get fired, and Thundercats also believes that Ben is going to end up in trouble. When Carey was on Watch What Happens Live, he was not a Ben fan and said if Ben were qualified, he would have been bosun. Yeah.
Ben doesn't come off like the insubordination type, though. Like, so far, he hasn't done anything against anybody's orders. If anything, he's most guilty of just letting Jarrett fail and just kind of being like, oopsie. But now that he's the bosun, I really want to know what happens to get them to this point, because if Captain Carey tells you to do something, you just do it. He's the captain. So I don't know if Bid is going to start to try to like run things on his own. Maybe because he's bosun, he's not used to like he's like power hungry or something like that. He like takes it to his head and he doesn't know how to talk to people. I just don't understand what gets him to insubordination, because it is a fireable offense, but it just Ben just doesn't right now come off as somebody who is just going to go do their own thing. So I'm interested in watching kind of the journey to make us get there, if it's been.
Yeah, I have no idea either. I think that, you know how he was kind of just like being annoying to Jared? Maybe that personality doesn't go away. That's the only thing I can think of. Unless, again, he does like actually does something to Sunny and then, you know, fireable offense. But I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm thinking now... yeah, you know, like I said, it has to be something where he's left in charge and he just kind of just does his own thing. And I really don't know what that would be. But again, I'm interested to see it. There are 9 more episodes, Big T, left in this season. So another lengthy season for Below Deck. So we'll be here the entire time. But I don't want to wait too long. It felt like some of this stuff felt like it was a couple episodes down the road. Like to me, it didn't feel like the very next episode we're going to get our new stew. And I'm just like, why? You know, what are we waiting on? So they got 9 episodes left. I'm hoping in the next 2 or 3, we get our new stew and we start to move into some of these new power dynamics to see what's going to lead to them getting fired. Because I felt like the preview was trying to hint that someone was getting fired and there was not going to be a fire. But then I remember at the beginning of the season, people were saying there was so many firings this season.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to leave my mind open for 9 more episodes for there to be maybe 1, maybe 2 more firings.
Yeah, I'm just not sure, but I feel like we need to get at least 1 or 2 people more, right, for this to be like the most firings per season.
Yeah.
So let's see. We're gonna be here bated breath and can't wait to see what happens next week. So we'll be back as always. Maybe not always, but listen, 3 p.m. Eastern is usually when we try to go live. So you can find us if you're listening to us on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. And if you want to listen to us, we are on the Bravo TV Wrap-Ups feed. So thank you so much, Peanut Galley, for always being here, for listening. Leave us a 5-star review, please. 5 stars only. That really helps us out. And, you know, maybe more guests can tag us if we get more reviews and views. So help us out. And of course, as for me, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. I'm also talking mess magnets this week. Listen, Diddy, we had to talk about Diddy. And you're bestie. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. No, no.
You're arch nemesis.
Legally, I have to separate myself from that man in all correct shapes and forms. I do not know him. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I don't know that man. Sorry to that man. But we also talked about the viral couple that had a breakup, Anjali and Sufi. So if you're like, why are these two like South Asian women all over my timeline? That's why. And we get into Max Verstappen, F1 news, all of it. All right. Check out Rob Has a Website /mess feed. And Bryce and I are talking Love and Hip Hop. So check that out. And for everything else, again, just follow me on Twitter. What about you, Chappelle?
Recently, over on recapkickback.com, my new podcast, I was talking about random things. So Tyrone, Mari, and I talked about Freak Nick. The wildest party never told, the documentary on Hulu about the Atlanta Freaknik fart parties that went on from the late 80s to the mid 90s and then were shut down due to controversy. Check it out. It's a great time. We're one of the most fun I've had on the podcast. It was so much fun talking to Mari and Ty about it. Check it out over there. Also, we just did our theme song brackets, our tournament for March. So we wrapped up March Madness doing that. This week coming up, we're going to be talking about Shirley on Netflix. With our special guest, LaTanya Starks. And so come check that out all on recapkickback.com. We're still covering Abbott Elementary on Recap Kickback. We should have an episode for you this weekend of 2 episodes of Abbott. We try to do them 2 at a time every other week. So stay tuned for more of that. And then, of course, on RHAP, I'm doing Netflix shows. Normally with Rob Sesternino, but Josh Wigler has tagged in for the 3 Body Problem series on Netflix last week. Josh and I talked about episode 1 and 2, and we'll be finishing the series this weekend to talk about the rest of Three Body Problem with our special guest, Christian Hubicki from Survivor David vs. Goliath. He's the expert on AI and computers, so he's going to come talk to us about Three Body Problem and more. And then, of course, you can catch me in all other places and on, you know, all social media platforms at Recap Kickback.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Peace.